Welcome everyone to the Inside Story of Zoo, the podcast where we talk about fantastic zookeeper and animal stories that happen behind the scenes. I'm Sophie and today I have the great pleasure to welcome Tepisho Mohabudi, who is bird keeper at Johannesburg Zoo, and Surprise Makanya, animal attendant on the bird section, also at Joburg Zoo. Tepisho and Surprise, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
And today you have stories to tell us about owls. But there are so many species of owls around the world, so which one are we going to talk about today?
Okay, so our focus today will be focused on the barn owl. Mm-hmm. We'll focus on the spotted owls and the Cape Eagle owl. And the reason why we chose these specific owls is because we are busy with a project in the Johannesburg Zoo where we focus on educating people on these specific owls because they are our owls that are endemic to us as Gauteng province. This is where you primarily find the owls. So we thought that it would be great to educate the people who live in the area about their animals.
We have a lot of spotted eagle owls in the area. I've seen quite a lot of them.
Yeah, we do. We do, actually. Actually, they do love coming around at our homes.
Yeah.
That's how much we've got.
Yeah.
So, but we realize that people don't really understand them as well. So we took the opportunity.
How do you do that education program? How do you work with people at the zoo?
So usually what we normally do is that whenever we have school groups that are coming inside of the zoo, maybe they say they booked an appointment to come for the owl talk. So we go to the gate and then that's when we engage with the public, then we educate them about the owls.
And we also do that, we do to communities. We don't only wait for them to come to us, we go to them as well. So we talk at schools, we know, like community halls where we know people are there, the majority is there, and where we know that specific spots where we can find these owls. For instance, we've got a lot of barn owls located in our Soweto, our Alexandra. So those are the kind of places that we want to be, where people are, and educate them. Yeah.
So you do a lot of outreach?
Yes, that's true.
And which type of educational programs do you have? What do you talk about in your OWL program? Is there a specific subject you like to talk about?
Yeah, so mostly we talk about the superstitions that people have for the owls, because there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that believe that owls are associated with witchcraft. If you see an owl, they think maybe you want to die or something, some bad luck.
That's quite hard.
So mostly that's what we focus on. You just want to kill all the myths and superstitions that they have about the owls.
Okay, and does that work? Do you have good results with your owl program? Are kids interested?
We believe that we're having good results because recently we had an article from Sandton Times featuring one of the schools around where they put up nest boxes for our owls because that's what we encourage. Between the education, we also encourage them, you know what, because we have such species and we know that they are good for pest control, despite the superstitions, this is how they can help you guys. So for you to like get the most out of that, put up nest boxes for them to come, to get attracted to your area so that they help you with pest control.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a successful story because they really, from the number of pests or the rate they were going at, they actually down to a very little number.
Mm-hmm.
So would say that is a success story.
Mm-hmm.
And also the killings, we've gone down a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, we've gone down a lot, especially in our townships.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where it goes down there.
All right. So education is really important in townships and in any locality all around the city, actually.
It is. It is very vital. Very important because otherwise, before we had this program, there was a time where owls were released to a township. So, unfortunately, you know, where people do not understand what the reasoning behind that is. So, we had a vision that we are placing these owls here to help you guys because we know that if you have rats, you're going to attract snakes. And if you have snakes and owls, a lot of people don't understand that. So their first instinct is to kill.
Mm.
So meaning that project was a fail because now people aren't aware.
Mm.
They don't understand what is going on around them.
Mm.
So we realized that let's go back to the drawing board and see what we can do for these people so that in order for us to get rid of this pest problem they have.
Mm.
Okay, so back to the drawing board, let's educate them.
That is a really, really good story, and it is actually working, so it is fantastic. Do you have other programs about owls that you are doing here at the zoo itself? Are you, for example, breeding them, or are you doing something else for conservation?
Well, in terms of conservation, we do allow some of our owls to breed,
mm-hmm.
but we do have those that are specific for just the program itself.
Mm.
So what we actually do, we breed them, but not for releasing, but for exchanges with other zoos around,
mm-hmm.
and maybe for selling to other institutions, captive environments as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but as for conservation, that's where we keep it at.
And how many owls do you have at the zoo right now?
We have about, from the 11 species, 12 species,
yeah.
we have, I think we've got 8 species.
Okay.
And yeah. I'm not sure the exact number, how many.
So many of them.
We do have many here. We have a lot because we had new coming in not so long ago, about 2 weeks ago. So I'm not really sure the exact number.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You do some rescue as well, right?
Yes, we do some rescue. Actually, Stenson.
Stenson is actually a rescued owl.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was rescued from Alexandra,
mm-hmm.
In a pet shop.
Oh, they sell them in pet shops?
They are not supposed to.
Aren't they supposed to have permits for owls?
Exactly. There is supposed to be permits. There's supposed to be permits for you to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And all sorts of permits around that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in South Africa, we are not allowed to have owls as pets at
yeah.
all.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, it was rescued from the pet shop.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we don't even know if the pet shop was running legally, despite the owl being there, the
yeah.
pet shop itself, you know.
Yeah,
so
there's supposed to be stuff in place. So like it actually is supposed to be selling only the species of owls.
Yeah,
that
you know. Mm. So the Stinson, by the way, is
mm-hmm.
our ambassador owl.
Oh,
for the program.
Okay.
So most of the time,
mm-hmm.
Stinson is our friendliest, our gentleman.
Okay.
So most of the time, that is him that we take out to the public.
Okay.
So what we're trying to do, we're trying to let people come closer to the animal.
Okay.
So that they understand that in as much as you have dogs at home,
yeah.
we've got owls. They're also just animals. Like your dogs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to learn in close proximity.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we understand that when people are close to something, that's when they learn easier.
There's a couple of studies that show that having a contact with an animal encourages conservation actions toward that species on a long-term basis. Taking home a message of respect for nature, for example, thanks to just that specific contact with an ambassador animal. So this owl is an ambassador for this whole program. Do you have any other ambassador owls here?
Yeah, like I mentioned in the beginning, we've
mm-hmm.
got Cape Eagle owls and Spotties.
Yeah.
So on a daily basis, we train some of those species.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Tepi and Nicholas,
yes.
who also are still very little. We actually pull them from the nest for the purposes of that program.
Okay.
Yeah, so that we can train them to be able to, you know, let them, allow them to, what do we call this? Yes, be familiar with people.
Okay.
Yes, so that we are able to, you know, when we're standing there, they don't react out of, you know, maybe being frightened or anything.
Mm.
We want them to get used to being around people. So, yeah, we do have our Spotty, they are Cape Eagle owls, they're quite huge. So,
okay.
we know people are afraid of them.
Okay.
So, but it's really nice having different species to work with.
Mm. Mm. They react differently?
They do react differently. Because with our smaller owls, we know that they allow touching, they're very gentle and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But with our bigger owls, they are very aggressive,
yeah.
and they choose who they want them to touch, you know. So yeah, that's how it is.
And it is also very important, I think, for the animal to have that choice, to be able to participate in the interaction or choose not to.
Yes, yes, that is why we do. By the way, before we go out, we check how the mood is. Because, like I told you, we train them.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not coming or if he's just in that corner,
mm-hmm.
we'd leave him to it.
Okay.
Because they need that freedom.
Yeah.
They need to have a choice of saying, okay, today I'm not doing this.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. You just leave it and finish.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay.
Do they look forward to that interaction? Do they enjoy it?
I believe they enjoy it.
Really?
They definitely enjoy it. Especially our smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
They really enjoy the interaction, you know, the attention.
Yeah.
But also it depends on the type of crowd,
okay.
You know. So there are some other people who don't understand that you can't just overwhelm the bird and be squashing it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
If it allows you, you go for it. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Okay, so this is all part of the education process?
Yes.
How to respect the animal in front of you?
Yes.
That's very important to teach as well, even for your pets at home, you know? And on a daily basis, all these owls, I suppose it's a lot of work to care for them, right? So are there things that you would do for them that you wouldn't do for a cat or for a dog? What is the extra work you need to put in to care for them?
Well, extra work, we take care of them as much as we take care of our dogs at home. We clean for them.
Mm-hmm.
We make sure they have fresh drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
We also have like regular health checks.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike for a dog, some people would actually wait for a dog to show signs that maybe there's something wrong.
Yeah.
But with us, because we have feds on ground,
mm-hmm.
we always have regular health checks time to time. And then also with the enrichment,
mm-hmm.
we make sure that we keep them stimulated, especially because they are wild animals.
Okay, so what is enrichment exactly?
Okay, so enrichment. So enrichment just simply means that we encourage the animal to we stimulate them to be in their natural behavior.
Okay.
How we could do that, we could like the enclosures.
Mm-hmm.
We don't put them in cages, we put them in enclosures.
What's the difference?
The difference is that an enclosure is quite big compared to a cage. So what we do is that we'd arrange the enclosure in a way that it sort of mimics its natural environment.
Mm-hmm.
That alone is enrichment, because we want it to be as natural as possible. We also try to maybe a variety of food,
yes.
check into their diet. What do they eat in the wild? Okay, owls eat rats, they eat mice and such stuff. We'll try to hide the feed inside the enclosure so that they look for the food for themselves instead of us just feeding them directly.
Yeah, just foraging behaviors.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's basically it.
That is actually quite a lot. I don't think many people do that for their pets at home. It's a lot of work to care for the species. Because they all have different needs as well, I suppose.
They do have different needs.
Mm-hmm.
Because, they have different personalities as well.
Of course. Just like us.
Yeah, just like us. They have different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Some do prefer to be fed, hand fed.
Yeah.
Some do prefer, like, you put the food away, like, maybe in a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go and eat. Some actually enjoy the enrichment where you hide the feed and they find it for themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know. So most of the time we look into that as well.
So you give each of them special treatment? That's crazy.
Well, because we have a lot, né?
Mm-hmm.
Special treatment most of the time is given to the ones that we train, because those ones, they really, really need attention, you know. But for the others, it's more like we make sure the environment is suitable,
mm-hmm.
and then we do see how they react. But if they're in a group, you don't really have like much of a problem with if whether this one needs attention or what.
Mm-hmm.
They actually just gel into the environment, and
mm-hmm.
whatever is happening, that's where it'll be at. Mm.
Okay, so that's easier to manage in a group than just one per enclosure.
Yes.
Just now you talked about permits for keeping owls and the problems of pet shops. So having owls in South Africa is prohibited unless you have a permit, right?
Yes, we definitely do have permits for it, especially for going out, for transporting, for just keeping them, of course, obviously. Yeah. So permits for everything.
But as a private individual, you wouldn't be able to do that.
No, as a private individual, you are not allowed to do that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And if you were to rescue an owl, if I were to find an owl in my garden, that's definitely not looking okay, what do I do with it? Do I bring it to the zoo?
Okay, so yes, you bring it to us.
Mm-hmm.
You bring it, you take it to your nearest zoo or contact the NSPCA.
Okay.
So they'll be able to give you light into what the next step is.
Okay.
You do not keep it for yourself or try to treat it.
Or
yeah, keep it now as a pet. No, bring it to us and then we'll know what to do with it afterwards.
And will you be able to release it afterwards?
Yeah, if it allows us, we definitely will release.
So that's a sort of conservation action as well. And that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And between all the owls you are working with on a daily basis, do you have any that is special to you? Any favorite one? A special story to tell us?
For me, unfortunately, my favorite, passed away. Yeah, it was a white-faced Scoops owl.
They're so cute.
Yeah,
small
very small species. She was very talkative, very loud one. Peanuts was her name.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she was just, she had a very bold character for how small she was, you know. So I love that about her, that she can speak for herself, if I would say. If she didn't like something, you would definitely know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Small package, but very nice.
Dynamite. Yeah. So yeah, that was my favorite, Peanuts.
Oh, shame. What was the story?
Peanuts was actually grown in the zoo, was born and bred in the zoo.
Okay.
So eventually when she was quite aggressive she was still a youngster.
Okay.
But as time went on, when she got older, a bit older, that's when she became more calm. But obviously, her voice was still heard in some way. Yeah, so that's when we brought her on board for the training, because we realized that there were a lot of things that she was incapable of doing on her own.
Okay.
As she grew older.
Okay.
So she could no longer fly, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, but the little walks, they really did help.
Mm-hmm.
And the training from, you know, encouraging her to go get feed from the other side and come back and get it this side, you know, keeping her active helped her. Because we do know that in captivity, they live around 12 years or so.
Okay.
Not captivity, I mean in the
wild.
Yeah. And in captivity, more or less 17 years or so. Peanuts was like 25 years old when she passed away.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
She had, that's old, so she must have had arthritis and stuff.
Yeah, she had a lot going on. Even her eyesight was gone, but you know, she kept going every day, you know. There were some days where we were like, okay, today is definitely the day. But tomorrow she'll bounce right back.
And that's a very sweet story. 25 years old, impressive.
Yeah.
And for your surprise, what is your favorite owl?
For this, it has to be Ngani. So Ngani is a Zulu name that basically means double.
Okay.
So he's a big Cape Eagle owl. So he doesn't just respond to anyone. You need to be really provocative to get him to come to you or just do anything that you want him to do.
Difficult to work.
Yeah, it's very difficult. So you need to know your story in order to train that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I liked about that one as well.
Okay, so you like difficult cases. So it seems there is a lot happening at Johannesburg Zoo. Last time we talked about primates, this time we have owls, and it's coupled with education and conservation programs. Do you do a bit of research as well?
We do not have documented research also, but as we like growing as a project, and we starting to really understand the behaviors and everything, obviously there are sometimes behaviors that we're like, okay, that's new.
Yeah.
That's when we're like, okay, let's see what actually this is. We go and research. We just, that's the kind of research that we do. But okay. Documented, we don't have that as yet.
Not yet. Mm. Maybe in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Thepisho and Surprise, for talking about owls with us today. It was fantastic to listen to your stories with these incredible birds, and I really wish you'll be able to carry on with your conservation and education programs at the zoo.
Thank you for coming, for being with us today.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
And finally, thank you to everyone who listens to this podcast, and see you soon on the Inside Story of Zoos.